I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's civil war has worsened conditions for the country's Christians, according to John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan.
The challenges are huge. Not all the areas in Sudan are safe for Christians, especially actually for those who they convert their faith.
Even once the civil war ends, John's unsure how Christians will be treated. Neither side of the conflict is sympathetic toward them. Despite all this, John is seeing a growing openness toward gospel messages.
When they saw us after the war, how we are dealing with the situation, the message that God said to them, do not be afraid, just focus on me. They start to figure out what is this about.
John asks prayers for the safety of believers in Sudan and for ongoing passion for those working to reach the area with the gospel. And a new U.S. travel ban took effect January 1st. This update to an earlier June ban now includes 19 countries whose citizens have full restrictions and limits on entry to the U.S. Haiti's been on that list since June. The new rules remove several exceptions that had provided some breathing room. Here's Kate Michelle with Radio TV 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio that serves Haiti.
So in general, this new ban makes it very complicated for Haitian families who have family members already in the U.S. And that's the case for many, many families in Haiti.
Developments like this travel ban take a toll on hope. That's why 4VEH is beginning a Read Through the Bible in a Year program alongside its regular programs. Pray for the gospel of hope to reach across Haiti and beyond. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.